I don't know if you heard Mark Breen's Eye on the Sky forecast this morning, but he warned that the higher elevations in northern Vermont may be getting a dusting of snow in the next couple of days. That fills some Vermonters with dread, but for others, it's a reminder that ski season is almost here. But while you can't ski or ride just yet, you should already be strategizing how to get the most pow for your bucks this year. Now is the time to look over the season deals, and we're joined by Lisa Lynn, editor and co-publisher of Vermont Ski and Ride magazine. Lisa, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Thank you so much, Jane. I just love your program.
Oh, thank you. So now really is the time that people should be looking for deals? It's just mid-October.
Not only now, but actually today. Because there are early season pass deadlines, and for instance, Mad River Glen, Pico, Killington are all deadline. Bromley are all have a early season deadline of today. That's not to say, though, that you still can't get great deals. And there are also other resorts that have extended early season deadlines, such as Stratton and Stowe, Vermont.
Okay, so given that people now realize they maybe don't have a lot of time, can you play psychologist for just a moment and tell us how should people be thinking about what the best type of deal might be for them?
I think the for them is really critical because think about how many days you're going to ski and what type of a skier are you. One of the most exciting things that I see happening out there right now is that there's a lot of collaboration among resorts to give you a great opportunity to ski around, whether it's skiing around in Vermont or literally around the world. So this year, for the first time, Stowe, Vermont was invited to be part of the Mountain Collective, which is a group of resorts that literally range from Switzerland to Australia and include some big U.S. resorts such as Aspen, Jackson Hole, Taos, Sun Valley. And basically the deal is you can buy a Mountain Collective pass for $399, and that allows you to ski for free at 2 days at each resort. Or if you buy a Stowe pass, you also get a 50% discount at those resorts.
Okay, so that's good if somebody wants to or is already thinking that they may be skiing on the East Coast and the West Coast. For people who want to ski in Vermont but like to vary the terrain and their region, what kinds of deals are there for people who want to ski around Vermont?
Well, there are some great deals within Vermont as well, and a number of resorts have actually teamed up. So, for instance, you can ski under the Max Pass. You can see Stratton, Killington, and Pico, as well as 22 other resorts around the country. There are also a number of collaborations. For instance, Sugarbush and Mad River Glen have teamed up on the Threesome Pass, which is for college students, and that allows you to ski Sugarbush, Lincoln Peak, Mount Ellen, and Mad River Glen. And then Jay Peak and Burke also have a collaboration.
When you say a collaboration, this allows you to ski on, what, one season pass in both places?
Exactly. And you have options to just ski in one place or the other, but they have really great deals if you buy sort of a two-for-one season pass.
Are there any improvements or changes in some of the mountains that people should know about as they're thinking about where they want to ski or ride this year?
I was listening in earlier, and if I were a drone, I would be flying right now over. Stratton Mountain has a brand-new base lodge, which is underway. Stowe Resort is really kicking it up this year and is going to have a brand-new skating rink, a whole new base area. We're seeing new lifts going in at Sugarbush, also at Okemo, and really every single resort out there has upped their game in terms of snowmaking and really made a significant difference in how the early season experience is.
Lisa, some of the people who are listening today don't want to get a season pass. They may not be skiers who are that into it, but they just want to ski a day here or there. Are there ways that you can avoid having to pay sort of rack rate for 1 day of skiing?
There are lots of different ways. There are a number of sort of buy multiple pass or buy multiple ticket vouchers, and pretty much all the resorts have that. There are also pay-in-advance cards, such as the Stratton X2 card. The Stowe Evolution card guarantees you're always getting the lowest rate. And Smuggler's Notch has a deal where you can basically buy a card early season and you get a $30 lift ticket. I might also add, too, there are lots of ways that you can get around some of the higher price areas. So, for instance, if you ski someplace like the Middlebury Snow Bowl, Cochran's, Bolton Valley, Bromley, there are some really good deals there, and these may not be the biggest resorts out there, but they are just as much fun, and often you can find no crowds and great powder.
And someplace like Cochrane's, or in fact, many of the ski areas, you can also get special deals for kids. In some cases, kids can ski for free. So if you're trying to see whether or not your family wants to do this, there are ways that you're not going to have to pay hundreds of dollars for the whole family to go one time.
Exactly. You should check. I mean, Sugarbush has kids skiing free if they're under 12, which is a great deal. And many other mountains offer some variation of that at different ages. In addition, Ski Vermont's fifth grade passport is just terrific. You pay $10 and you get a voucher book that allows any child who's in school in Vermont in the fifth grade to ski around at different resorts for free with a passbook.
For me, though, Lisa, I have to say one of the things that's intimidating about it is not just the cost of a lift ticket or a one-day pass, but then, you know, if you don't have all of the equipment that you need, the idea of having to pay for rentals on top of it and pay for all this other stuff, you start to see dollar signs in your eyes and think, this is just completely unaffordable for me to even figure out if I want to be a part of it.
It's really interesting because if you look at retail prices, I would completely agree with you. But there are so many ways around that. In fact, many ski shops, you know, offer rental agreements that will last all season. So you can actually lease all your gear very affordably, literally for, you know, a tenth of the cost of what it might be to buy it. And the beauty of that is that you always have freshly tuned skis, you have latest equipment. If you have children and they're going to be growing out of the equipment the following year, it makes a lot of sense to look into lease programs.
Now, you were talking about some of the ski passes that allow you to ski in Vermont and then ski in some of the West Coast or Midwest ski areas that are really exciting and cool. But there are also ones, can you expound a little bit, that allow you to ski here and ski in other parts of the world?
Yes. Well, the Mountain Collective Pass, which I mentioned before, just added Chamonix to its list. So you can ski in Chamonix. You can also ski in Chile, you can ski in Japan, and also in Australia.
Do you know anybody who's doing that?
I actually just heard of a gentleman who is basically renovating a van and going to be driving across the country and skiing in a number of different resorts this year. I don't yet know of anybody who's actually going to be making a full year in season, skiing off-season, say, in South America.
What about for you? What are you most excited for?
Oh, just as long as it snows, I'm happy.
Lisa Lynn is the editor and co-publisher of Vermont Ski and Ride magazine. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.